Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 4, verse 1. And introduction. Drumilla explains the incarnations of Godhead to King Nini. The various forms of the past, present, and future incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Hari, and the various transcendental characteristics of each of these avatars constitute the subject matter of this chapter. Even if it were possible to count all the particles of dust on the face of the earth, any attempt to count all the innumerable transcendental qualities of the unlimited Lord Hari, the foundation of all potencies, would be simply madness. The personality of Godhead Narayan created the universe out of the five elements manufactured by his own Maya, entered into that universe in the form of the super soul, and became known as the Purusha Avatar. He effects the work of creation in the mode of passion through the personal form of Brahma, of protection in the mode of goodness through the form of Lord of Sacrifice Vishnu, and of annihilation in the mode of ignorance through the form of Rudra. Incarnating in the form of Narayan, the greatest of sages, from the womb of Murti, the daughter of Daksha and the wife of Dharma, he preached by his own practical demonstration the science of nice karma. When Kandarpa, Cupid, and his host were sent to Bhagarik Ashram by King Indra, who had become fearful and envious at seeing the austerities of Lord Narayan, that best of sages welcomed Cupid as an honored guest. The pacified Cupid then offered prayers to the Supreme Personality, Narayan Rishi. By the order of the sage, Cupid returned there from there with Urvashi, and upon presenting himself before Indra, related to him everything that had taken place. The personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, has appeared in various partial incarnations for the benefit of the entire world, and has given instructions in spiritual knowledge in the forms of Hansa, Dattatreyas, Sanaka, and the other Kumara brothers, and Rishabdev. In the form of Hayagriva, he killed the demon Madhu and saved all the Vedas. In the avatar of Matsya the fish, he protected both the earth and Satyavrata Manu. In the incarnation of Varaha the boar, he delivered the earth and destroyed Hiranyaksha. In that of Korma the tortoise, he carried Mandara Mountain upon his back. In the form of Sri Hari, he gave liberation to the king of the elephants, Gajendra. The Lord delivered the Valakilyas, who had been trapped in the water in the cow's hoofprint. He delivered Indra from the reaction for murdering a brahmana, and he delivered the wives of the demigods from imprisonment in the palaces of the demoniac asuras. In the avatar of Narasingha, he killed Hiranyakashipu. In the reign of each Manu, he kills the demons, fulfills the needs of the demigods, and protects all the planetary systems. In the form of Bhamana, the dwarf brahmana boy, he cheated Bali Maharaj. In the form of Parashuram, he rid the earth of Kshatriyas 21 times. In the form of Sri Ram, he brought the ocean under his submission and killed Ravana. Descending into the Jadu dynasty, he removed the burden of the earth. In the form of Buddha, by his argumentative preaching in defiance of the Vedas, he bewildered the demons who were unqualified to perform sacrifices. And at the end of Kali Age, Yuga, he will destroy the Shudra kings in the form of Kalki, his form of Kalki. In this way, the innumerable appearances and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, are described. So, text one. Sri Raja Vacha. Yani Yani Ha Karmani. Yarya Swachanda Janmabhi. Chakre karoti kartava Arishtani Bhavantuna. Yani Yani Ha Karmani. Yaryai Swachanda Janmabhi. Chakre Karoti Kartaba. Aristani Bhavantuna. So, chant. Rajubacha. The king said, Yani Yani, each Iha in this world, Karmani of the activities, Yayai by each, Swachanda assumed independently, Janmabhi of the appearances, Chakri. He performed, karoti, he is performing, karta, will perform, ba, or hari, Supreme Lord Hari, tani, these, bhavantu, please tell, no, us, translation. King Nimi said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends into the material world by his internal potency. And according to his own desire. Therefore, please tell us about the various pastimes Lord Hari has performed in the past, is performing now, and will perform in this world, in the future, in his various incarnations. Purport. In this fourth chapter, the son of Jayanti Drumila will address King Nimi. The 48th verse of the third chapter stated, Murtya Bhimatayatmanaha. One should worship the particular form of the Lord most attractive to oneself. Similarly, it was stated in the previous chapter, Stavai Stutva Named Darim. One should bow down to the Lord Hari after glorifying him with prayers. Thus it is assumed that the worshiper has knowledge of the Supreme Lord's transcendental qualities and pastimes in order to execute the process of worship previously described. King Nimi, therefore, is eagerly inquiring about the various incarnations of the Supreme Lord so he can ascertain which particular form of the Supreme Lord is most suitable for his personal worship. It is understood that King Nimi is a Vaishnava devotee who is trying to advance in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is important to note in this regard that the word Abhimatamurti, meaning one's most desirable form, does not indicate that one may concoct a form of the Lord by one's own whim. Advaita Matukta Manadim and Antarupam. All the forms of the Supreme Lord are anadim or eternal. Thus, there is no question of concocting a form, because such a concoction would be adi, or the origin of the concocted form. Abhimatamurti means that among the eternal forms of the Lord, one should select that form which most inspires one's love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such love cannot be imitated, but is automatically aroused when one follows the prescribed rules and regulations given by the bona fide spiritual master and submissively hears those these descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Gyanat Mananda Syagana Jana Shavakaya Chakshamritam Dina Tasmai Shri Yore Namah. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Drapadakalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagajatam Rahagana Raghunatham Vitam Kam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Tatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri. Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jigatpate Gopisham 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 Gopisham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Yani ha karmani yaya svachanda janmabhi chakre karoti kartaba aristani bhavantuna. King Nimi said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends into the material world by his internal potency and according to his own desire. Therefore, please tell us about the various pastimes Lord Hari has performed in the past, is performing now, and will perform in this world in the future in his various incarnations. This is a reiteration, transcendental reiteration of what we hear in the first canto from the sages in Naimisharanya. They were asking Suta Goswami about the various incarnations. They had basically six questions. Sometimes the questions are reiterated even in the first canto. Yasyavatara bhutanam. Yasyavatara bhutanam. Kshemaya cha bhavaya cha. That was one of the questions, and that was repeated a few times. Lila vatara nurato. So basically they had the six questions. And the six questions are answered throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So here is a reiteration of one of them again. Same. Except now the question is being posed not by the sages of Naimisharanya. Of course they were hearing this. Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendentally, ecstatically amazing, just like when you can see in many modern presentations, they show something, then they flash back. So we're flashing, kind of, we saw the beginning, we saw the first part, kind of, now we're flashing back. Many times it's flashback. There's no chronological problems in the Bhagavatam. In other words, chronology, mundane chronology, does us no interference. Rather, the transcendental line of reasoning and speaking and hearing, questioning, then we don't have to think about that. Transcendental means beyond time and space. So the sages, they're speaking questions. Naimisharanya, and here Nimi is posing the same, almost the same exact question. Please describe the various avatars, how Krishna has appeared in the past, now he may be appearing, it says, and in the future, maybe some incarnation. So Srimad Bhagavatam also predicts, we just read that introduction, Buddha, Buddha namam jana, kikate shu bhavishyati. You can read that in the third canto. There's a summary of different incarnations. And Krishna and Balaram are there mentioned, Ramakrishna Viti Bhuvo, how they'll appear. They already appeared. Or they are appeared. They are constantly reappearing. But finally, in one of the verses in the third, in the Bhagavatam first canto, it says that they are unlimited, just like waves in the ocean. Sattva nadir dija. Nidhi in the ocean. There are so many waves. If you stand any time at the ocean and look out and look at the waves, many people like to live by the ocean. Sometimes the houses are washed away even by the ocean, but they love to look at the ocean. And the waves are always new. There's always a new wave coming. Never-ending wave. So similarly, Krishna is appearing never-endingly. Not only is he appearing never-endingly, but for every living entity, he interacts unlimitedly. Every living entity is different. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. There's supreme, eternal, and many, many, unlimited, asankhya, uncountable living entities. So similarly, Krishna's asankhya. You cannot count. There's one type of meditation, sankhya yoga. Sankhya yoga pratag bala. So according to sankhya yoga, you have to count everything in the material world till you come to the conclusion. So they're still going on counting. And you can count for a long, long time. Prabhupada gave the example that you can stand by the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is deep, 2 miles, more than 2 miles. And there's different strata of geological formation. So if you stand and look at them, you'll see so many, and the geologists study them. And then once in a while, they see one that they decide that, oh, this was such and such era, like 20 billion years ago or 10 million, whatever they say. And then they see another one, but wait a minute, they get bewildered because the one that was supposed to be 2 million years ago, suddenly they see that it's also 20, 60, 100 million or a billion years. Really can't figure it out. They become bewildered. So in some of the prayers in the Bhagavatam, this is also mentioned, and in Bhagavad Gita, and all the Shastras, that by this type of Pantastu Koti Satavatsara Sampragana in Brahma, in the Brahma Samhita, he also described. You can go on speculating for a billion trillions of, at the speed of mind, not only at the speed of mind, the speed of wind, but the speed of mind, which is very fast. But you will never come to the conclusion. Atapi te deva, in another prayer, Brahma says, Atapi te deva padambuja vaya. He says, by this process, you'll never come to the conclusion. You can go on speculating, but only by a tiny particle of the mercy of Krishna, which is coming through the cyclic succession, especially through Prabhupada's karma. Sometimes the Acharya is known as also an avatar, Avesh, Shakti Avesh. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahitara Pravartan. Without this Shakti of Krishna, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahitara Pravartan, one cannot perform miraculous activities. Just like the Acharya, like Prabhupada has come to spread Krishna consciousness far and wide. No one else is able to do. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave direct order, he's not different from Krishna. Amar Agya Dila. He said, by my order, everyone should become guru. Amya. Guru Haya Tare Dash. And deliver everybody. He also says, everyone in India or Bharat Bhumi. All Indians. Prabhupada used to quote this many times. Anyone born in India. And he used to tell any Indian born in Canada, South Africa, wherever in Malaysia. He'll always invoke the same thing. You are Indian. Well, maybe not born, but Bharat Varsha also means the entire earth. So never mind. But he said at least one Indian came. So he didn't say who it was, what we can maybe guess. So somehow or other, no one could pick it up. The Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Paratattva. And he's not different from Krishna. When he gives an order, then has to be followed. There's not even a question. So when the Acharya, representing such the Supreme Personality of God, he gives order, or he sets order in the disorder of the material world, Dharma, stapana hetu, sadhu vyabhar. Vyabhar means the activity of the sadhu vyabhar. So just by the activity of somebody like Prabhupada, the stature of Prabhupada, he there is Dharma. and Dharmapalo, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaunitai, they have come as the avatars. They're the sub-avatar, Shasharamani. We're hearing about avatar, and ultimately we have to see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaunitai, they are the essence of the avatars, isn't it? Stated by Narottam Das and our acharyas, by Lochan Das Thakur, those who write and describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's Kaviraj. So he, as the avatar in this age, Yashavatara Bhutanam Kshemayacha Bhavayacha. That's also from first canto. They wanted to know about the avatars, and they also said Kshemayacha Bhavayacha, Shreya. And they're doing Kshemaya, all only good for the living entities, all living entities. Whether they're men, demigods, Deva Tiryan Radishu, human beings, devas. So this was also described by Prahlad Maharaj, Itamna Tirya Rishi Deva, how Krishna appears, Rishi Deva, as Rishi. Here there are rishis, great sages, all these nine yogendras. They're the, besides Bharat, they're the top sons of Rishabhdev. His incarnation also Rishabhdev. So he gave all this knowledge to his sons. And they're the greatest sages, these nine yogendras. So King Nimi, he's inquiring of one more of these nine yogendras. We can't lose the thread of this conversation. We shouldn't, but it's easy to, because there's so many things described in Bhagavatam. So just in the Bhagavatam shlokas, and then in the purports by the given by acharyas, is you can get transcendentally sidetracked, but that's all right. it's okay to get sidetracked. Different ways it's going, Srimad Bhagavatam. But there is a thread that's coming through here. Yashyavata shushu shamanaya shushu shoshada danasha vasudeva kataruchihi. It's all in the heading of vasudeva kataruchihi, that we want to develop. They become enthusiastic, actually, the sages, that they say shushu shoshada danasha. We want to hear, and we've developed great eagerness for hearing about this subject matter. So please tell us. So similarly, King Nimi has the same mood, that he's very anxious to hear. That means he's understood, he's in this stage of bhava, that I don't want to waste any time. Those who have developed an urge for hearing, they don't want to hear about other things. They want Vasudeva Kataru Chihi, Sian Mahat Sevaya. And they understand Sian Mahat only by Sian Mahat Sevaya, Mahat Sevam Varam, the great sages. So King Nimi is on that platform. Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtini Shevana. That he's developed a great urge to hear from these nine yogendras. He's questioning each one of them, and they're all saying slightly different things. All wonderful transcendental knowledge. So here, now he's addressing the king, the sage Jumila. And so, describe what will happen in the chapter, but in the particular verse here, some water I left it over there. I didn't need it, but kind of there right now. Yeah. Thank you. Sri Jam Yaham. He expands his Maya potency. This is described in the first canto. It's good to get established in the first canto. Saner Miteshu Nirvishto Bhunkti Bhuteshu Tadgunan. So described there, that he enters into the material world by his potency, Atma Maya. And he also enters into the individual living entities, Ketragyam Chapimam Vidhi. There's no doubt. In other words, Srimad Bhagavatam is there to, for many reasons, describing the avatars. Also, it gives us the sound knowledge that we are not God, just like Bhagavad Gita gives. So, Ketragyam Chapimam Vidhi Sarakheteshu Bharata Ketra Ketragyam. There's a knower of the body, that's the individual, but there's another knower. He's Upadrashta. A bad call. Upadrashta Anumanta. He's seeing everything, Upadrashta Anumanta, and he's giving permission as super soul. So first canon confirms it. He enters into the material world, Bhunkti Bhuteshu Tadgunan, and he causes the living entities to enjoy. And how do they enjoy? By the 16 elements. That's it. Five senses. And the knowledge acquiring and senses. And the five elements. Earth, fire, water, air. So, and it's then described in the sloka that he appears to interrelate with the living entities, but only very fortunate living entities get this. Of course, atato brahma jigyasa. Human being is supposed to ask, who am I? What is God? And how do I interrelate? What do I do? So this is described in many places in the Bhagavatam. We're describing Prahlad's prayer, that yashyavatara gunakam devatirya like that. Itam Rishi David Yashavatara, yes, and Chanak Kalo Yadavavastri Gotasatvam. So he's described there, Prahlad, that he's actually addressing Lord Narasimha, has already appeared to him, and that you appear in different forms. But in Kali Yuga, Chanak Kalo, you appear in a covered form, Chanakalo Yadavavas Triyugata Sat. Although it is said in Vedas, he only appears, doesn't appear in Kali Yuga, but he actually appears covered as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a human form. And he performs a Sankirtan Yajna, Sankirtana Pravartika. He's actually the inaugurator of Sankirtan. Although it's in the Shastra mentioned, anyone can read it. Long before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Kyam Parantatvam Sarvakarna Karanam. But because he's Sarvakarna Karanam, the cause of all causes, he knows the cause of this creation. Obviously. We know nothing. We're ignorant, tiny living entities. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives a Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangapangashtaparshtam Yagyai Sankirtana Priyai Yajantihi Sumedasha. So those who are Sumedasha, Medasha means a mentality, but they have a good mentality, not Kumedasha or Alpa Medasha, tiny, but Sumedasha. They understand from Bhagavatam and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So simply by studying the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the activities, the pastimes in the Bhagavatam, one gradually, not artificially, Prabhupada said, but gradually, he develops a certain taste. Krishna Namavatar also. In Kali Yuga, Krishna, as far as incarnation is described, Mantra Morti Mamortikam. He doesn't necessarily have to appear right before our eyes and we demand. No, we have no power to demand, but he does appear to everyone in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's also incarnation. He appears in the deity, the Archivigraha. That we studied that in the last part, in the last chapter. Iti Morti Abhidhanina. So in the form of the Harinam, we can all begin to purify the heart. Chaita Darpana Marjanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his 8 teachings, he doesn't give any detailed description of Avatar, but he says Nanda, the son of Nanda. Nayanam gladushu daya. When will I cry? My tears will run down my eye. In separation of Govinda. So, Govinda Paranam. Kaviraj Goswami says the supreme name of Krishna is Govinda. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's the tender of the cows, etc. So he has so many forms, so many names. How can one not be attracted to some aspect of Krishna? Even the impersonalists, they give up their dry speculation. They want to also chant the holy name. So Mahaprabhu has come like that to enliven the sleeping creepers of all the living entities when they're miserable in this material world. Smita Loka Shok, described by Rupa Goswami, by his smile. We can see his smile on the altar anytime. The smile of Krishna. Yat Karuna, it is full of mercy. Karuna Taksha, his sidelong glance. So we offer prayers, it's described here. There are so many prayers, just like the prayers of personified Vedas. Prabhupada quotes one in the Bhagavad Gita purport, that that prayer describes Dhruvam Netrata. Certainly we cannot be independent of Krishna. We are not the controller of Krishna. If he wants to appear, he can at any time. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. He also says, I never appear to those who are materially minded, attached. So we have to surrender to the Acharya. Then Krishna sees, oh yes, this person is surrendering his ahankara, nama. He's giving up his false identity in this material world. Then one can gradually come. Lord Brahma described, yad yad dhya ta urgayavi bhavayanti. As one thinks of Krishna, he'll appear. One becomes naturally that original, intrinsic nature. Although we're nitya bhada, we're covered by so many things in this material world, but somewhere that becomes uncovered gradually by chanting. What is the use of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying Chaita Darpanam Arjunam? The dust, there's so much accumulated dust, millions of tons of unlimited dust covering the heart, the mind. Chaita Darpana Marjanam. Marjana means to cleanse. Marjana Mandira. If we cleanse the temple of our heart or the physical temple, we become purified. Just like you come into a dirty temple after a festival, then devotees, their first thing they want to do is clean the floor, especially the floor. The altar gets clean. But sometimes the floor is left. Everyone's tired. We come in to japa period, dirty temple. Immediately you want to clean it. So similarly, the devotees want to clean the heart. Immediately, if it's some dust, dirt, cleanse it off, and then, or else we can't see Krishna. Krishna will, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Gundicha Marg, the Gundicha temple, he brought all the devotees. There were so many brooms, pots of water. Everyone was chanting. He showed the example. He cleaned every particle of dust with his own cloth, with his own tears. So he always shows the example. And his pile of dust was bigger than everyone else's combined. Because he's the Supreme Personality, Nityam Nityanam Chaitanya Chaitanam. And he's providing Yovidadati Kamam, whatever desires. So he proved it in so many ways as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even in the Mahaprakash, he also provided so many things, showed who he was, every devotee there. Different incarnations, Varaha, Korma, Ram, Lord Ram, Ramadi, Mortishu Kalanyamena Tishtam Namavataram. Namavataram, he has so many avatars, unlimited. Avataraya Sankhyaya, Avatara Shar, Chaitanya Avatar, Avatar Shar, Shar Shiromani, he's the Shiromani. Money is a jewel of the Shiromani, the topmost jewel of avatars. Avatarashara. Avatari means he's the source of avatars. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of all avatars. If we worship him, yata yata sarpati, described there by Prabodhananda Saraswati. If you're interested in Radha Krishna, after all, Radha Krishna, these are Radha Krishna temples. He says, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he says, although I am Balabuddhi, my mind is just like a baby, a little boy. Prabodhananda Saraswati is actually one of the eight principal gopis, so he's very expert as poetry more than anybody, or a few. So he's describing there in his last verse that although I have not Guravo studied with so many gurus, of course he has no need to study with so many gurus, he's a gopi himself, but he says, I'm just like an infant, a baby boy. I have no power to jalpantu. I'm just speaking like a baby. But Gauranga proceeded to, I'm praying that Gauranga Mahaprabhu will be pleased with my speaking. And what is he speaking? So many ecstatic things. 143 verses in Chaitanya Chandramrita. So in one of those verses is yata yata. What is that verse? Tataiva. Anyway, he says, Radha Padam, Gauranga. One more, the more one worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more the pastimes of Radha Krishna will appear in his heart. No problem. Nothing will be left out. So whatever avatar, we're not instructed to, well, we also worship so many avatars, but especially Radha Krishna. Prabhupada said, don't do punya, don't do pap, do Radha. Just simply, in the last months when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he said, just Radha Krishna. Okay. Radha Krishna. He said, therefore, pujari is the most fortunate because the pujari is always absorbed with Radha Krishna pastimes and seeing and touching the deity. And that Archa Vigraha, Archa Avatar, is appeared right there. So we shouldn't neglect that puja, Radha Krishna puja. Every day coming, one who's advanced, he must come to Mangalarti. Prabhupada said the Guru Puja is essential, just as Mangalarti is essential, the Guru Puja is essential. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. We want to sprinkle the creeper, to see the creeper of devotion, that has to be done. Shravan Kirtan Jale Kore Se Chan is cleansing the weeds out and just pouring water on the creeper of devotion. Mandatory, Prabhupada said. Everybody must attend. That is the whole idea of this Krishna consciousness. Not like Prabhupada said, not like the communist flag, hammer and sickle. Just simply, no. Prabhupada didn't appear, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't appear to create sudras with hammer and sickle. That's okay, we can do. Krishna can act like this. Sometimes he acts like Vaishya or Kshatriya, or the devotees can act like anything. But the final goal, never forgotten, and has to be constantly cultivated by hearing and chanting. Shravan Kirtan Jale Korya Sechan. Sechan means to sprinkle that. Sprinkle the creeper devotion with hearing and chanting. Shravan Kirtan Jal. It is the water. There's actual water we require for drinking or we'll die. So our devotion will also die without that hearing and chanting, constant hearing. Satam prasangam with the devotees. Satam prasangam amabhiryam, it becomes very powerful, Kapila Dev said. On our own, when we are like tiny sparks, then we can be extinguished. Not forever, but it happens. One gets extinguished without sarvasanga, sarvasanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. The all perfection is sarvasanga. Mula, Krishna bhakti janma hola hoy sarvasanga. Sarvasanga is the root of bhakti. Krishna Prem, also Mukhya Anga. It is the principal, the Sadhusanga is the principal Anga of bhakti. And we get Sadhusanga in the book, but principally we get great sadhus. But when it says Sadhusanga, it's distinguished from Bhagavatam Shravan. Sadhusanga, there's five things. Namakirtan, we talked about Namakirtan, Sadhusanga, Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the Bhagavatam, and Srimurtir Sevan, serving the Murti, that separate. So, although Krishna is appearing in his name, but then the puja, we're hearing about the two tracks, the Pancharatriki Vidhi Marg. One cannot artificially jump. I'm now in Paramahansa. Prabhupada said, don't become instant Paramahansa. Don't require anything. Just to show example, like some devotees, they asked Prabhupada, one devotee got Babaji, one devotee said, I will just simply chant. A few devotees have tried like that. Or people go off to Radhakund. It's like trying to catch a cobra when you cannot catch a worm. Or first understand Bacho Begum, Manasakrodha Begum, first verse, Prabhupada said, then try for the last verse. Gradual process, drishtai sabhava janatara, all the things are unfolding there. The dati, pratigrinati, succession. Rupa Goswami was not some, mundane person. He, in 11 verses, he summarized Krishna consciousness that he can do like that. So the acharyas, they say, even Narad Muni doesn't get a chance to go to Radhakund. Surcharge in the spiritual body. Bhaktisiddhanta at Radhakund, he was criticized by the locals. Why is he speaking tattva? Is this a place for Leela? So he didn't mind it. He said, that's okay. They can criticize, but they are living in Narakund, lake of hell. So anyway, if you're out pleasing such acharyas, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta, then nagati kutopi. Kuto, where is your gati? Agateva gati nat vahinat adagasadaka. Anyway, we're moving very slowly in this material world. Mandaksa mandamatayo, mandabhagya. With bad advice, our mind is already slow. Mandabhagya, we have bad fortune. Upadrutaha, always disturbed. So we have to be always on guard against those things. And the Bhagavatam is there for that reason and to deliver everyone. Okay, so Aninya. It's not on. What? What's the question?
So, this conversation took place in Treta Yuga with that Narad horde from Nimi and the Nine Yogendras, but then he's relating it to Vasudeva. Dwarpaya. And so that's why he's foretelling Krishna coming. I mean, the way it sounds, it, because Krishna was present there, but the Yogendras are foretelling Krishna's coming, then Buddha, and then Kali. So sometimes it would seem strange.
It's a conversation within a conversation within a conversation within a conversation.
Yeah.
No, I'm estimating that.
So my minor question is, from now, from Lord Chaitanya's time, or from Krishna time, to the end of Kali, the Kalki, but this is the period where there's the most turmoil. There's the most turmoil in Kali. And it seems that There is dire need for an incarnation between Krishna and Buddha. No, between Krishna and God. Can you make a comment on that?
Well, there may be. There may be minor incarnations. But what we understand is that there's a golden age which ends in 10,000 years, or 9,005, whatever. So therefore, in this age, you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Holy Name. So if anybody's around after the 10,000 years, I'm sure there was someone unfortunate. Prabhupada therefore said, don't think, oh, I'll come back. Because, no, it's going to get worse. So, yeah, that's a rough answer to that. Anything else? All right, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Does that consider? Does that consider?